Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We're looking forward to having some fun. Ava, you're here.
I am here.
Conspicuous by his absence.
Just holding down the fort, as always.
Conspicuous by his absence is Don.
He's a busy man. I was just talking to a coworker. He is a busy man.
I know. He said he was retired. I don't know about that. I kind of question that statement. I think he's doing something different. But we are not doing something different. We are here. We're going to have a lot to talk about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about somebody that was arrested for poaching, but you're not going to believe how many times he had poached in 2025. That's kind of a sad deal.
In one year.
And a couple other things, looking for input with the DNR. We'll talk a little bit about that. And what is the outlook for pheasant hunting and the hatch for 2026? See how that goes. That and more. Stick around. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Hey, Ava.
How's it going?
Going well. Going well. It's we're into the summer swing of things.
I cannot believe we're a week away from the 4th.
I know.
What happened? What happened? I swear.
I know what happened.
What?
I was going to bring it up. We'll talk a little bit about it, but all of us were in the mentality of it's still spring. It's still spring.
Yeah.
We're still dealing and had dealing this last week with 55 degrees for high.
And rain. And
for high temps. And we're used to having
80s, 90s and humid.
In May.
Yeah.
And we're well into June. And I'm not complaining necessarily.
But it's strange.
Yeah. And I think mentally we kind of get into the, it's still April, May time frame. Until you sit down and look at it, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Hang on, we're halfway through June.
And I think that's
almost
part of...
Almost done with June.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what I've been encountering the last probably 3-4 weeks of fishing. Whether it was Lake Michigan, we'll go into that a little bit. I was out there this last week for a day and a half and just checking things out and had an event to do. But Lake of the Woods, same thing. I mean, we had 42 degrees overnight that was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, And sorry, but 30-mile-an-hour winds gusting to 40, and it was jacket weather all day long. In fact, insulated pants all day long, and same thing down here. You think, well, do I walk outside in the middle of June with... Oh, I better wear a sweatshirt because it's a little on the chilly side. Crazy, but it's affecting the fish. And that's one of the things that I think people have to realize, too. I think coming up this next week, we're going to start getting into more seasonal conditions. And you guys may research it. Go ahead. I did. Surprised by the results. And they said that the overall temperature in the Midwest is up by 2 degrees over average. But you'd be hard-pressed to tell me that. I don't know. I find it difficult. As multiple bodies of water that I've been fishing, all of them have been affected as a colder water temperatures have been part of the story of the day, I guess, is the best way to put it. So really looking at, you know, where those fish moving, are they migrating, or are they still staying on patterns that are more like a spring pattern? Some of them just kind of skip over the, if they're in a migratory scenario, they'll skip over the normal slow movement. They'll just make a fast move. What I find that's happening on the Great Lakes, that's kind of what for the salmon and coho, we originally were looking forward to a long, you know, at least a month long, month and a half long period of coho. They're just going bonkers. And this year it was a here today and where did they go tomorrow kind of program. So not a consistent bite that was on fire as normal. And now we're into the king bite. And it has been a little bit of a struggle as well. Was out there for a event, Take a Vet Fishing. And it's been 47 years out of Port Washington that they've done this. They've taken people from Milwaukee area and the surrounding communities of Port and taken them out fishing. I think we had 40 boats. And conditions were not optimal. It was really bad rain, and you only have 2.5 hours to fish, so it makes it really a struggle. So we gave it a run and had a couple fish on. It came up, they came unbuttoned, but nonetheless, the guys had a good time. Then the wind came up. Of course, that's a given. And we made our way back to port, and then, of course, they have a big feed. But, you know, it's nice to be able to give back, and those guys were definitely appreciative. One of the guys was a Navy guy, and he said, how rough is it going to be? I said, well, it might be a little bumpy, but not bad. He goes, I get a little seasick. And I said, well, your hat says you're a Navy. He said, yeah, I was on the Midway. He said, it's a museum now, but I was on the Midway. And I said, well, he said, it's an aircraft carrier. I said, well, I'm familiar with the Midway, and they don't move. So you really don't have to worry about being seasick. Sure. And an aircraft carrier said, oh, good point. And then we had a First Division Army from Korea, and he was all good. He wasn't seasick at all. So it was kind of this funny
combination.
And but nonetheless, they had a lot of fun, and we appreciate the folks out there in port putting those things forward year after year, and really giving the guys a nice day and a feed, and having some fun out there with the fishing guys. So pretty cool deal. But I'll tell you what, we're going to be coming back. We're going to get to the story that I highlighted at top of the hour from an Indiana man who was poaching maybe once or twice or more. And yep. talk a little bit about that when we return. Do not miss this one. Stay tuned.